Tom Houck's civil rights tour of Atlanta begins at the city's new Civil and Human Rights Center. He explains that when he moved here in 1966, Atlanta was the hub of America's civil rights movement.
This was ground zero for the strategy of what was going to happen in Alabama, Mississippi, Selma, Montgomery, Birmingham, Albany, Georgia. This was the place where the leaders lived. This was the place the strategy was made.
Atlanta's large African-American middle class has long been politically active.
They started voter registration campaigns in the late 30s and 1940s, but were unthought of in the South. People like Williams Holmes Borders, Daddy King, John C. Calhoun, those were the people that kind of set Atlanta in course to becoming a very different city.
Houck's tour leads out of downtown to a neighborhood called Vine City. This is one of Atlanta's roughest areas. But the homes on one street are well maintained. At one time, several of Atlanta's black clergy and professionals lived here. We stop in front of a modest two-story red brick house.
This is a house that Dr. King would come back from when he was traveling out and play with the kids in the front yard, play basketball in the backyard. In that garage right there is still one of the cars that I actually drove.
We turn onto what used to be Hunter Street, but is now called Martin Luther King Drive, and stop in front of a small gray stone church.
It's called West Hunter Street Baptist Church. That church is very historic in many ways because there were several strategic meetings after on Selma and Birmingham that happened in this church.
The congregation has now moved to a larger building, so the church is boarded up. Down the street is a vacant restaurant and hotel.
In Pascal's, this is history. This is where people would organize the first major political campaigns in Atlanta.
Maynard Jackson, Atlanta's first black mayor, began his 1973 campaign here.
This hotel would be always filled with civil rights celebrities. Everyone that, whether you know, Jesse Jackson would come to town, or Roy Wilkins would come to town, or anybody in the civil rights movement would come, Thurgood Marshall would come, they would stay at this hotel. You know, particularly in the times when Jim Crow laws prohibited people from staying in white hotels, this is the place.
But now, like many of the buildings along Martin Luther King Drive, Pascal's has been boarded up and abandoned. As we cross Joseph E. Lowry Boulevard, one of the many named for civil rights leaders, Houck shakes his head.
Sad to say that all these streets that are named for the civil rights icons and legends are neighborhoods that are not being revitalized and have not been revitalized, and the name of the streets don't live up to the worthiness of the people that the streets are named for.
On Atlanta's east side is Southview Cemetery. Founded in 1886, it offered Atlanta's African Americans an alternative to burial in segregated cemeteries.
This is probably the most famous African American cemetery in America. This was the place that was Dr. King's first resting place after his funeral. His father and mother both are buried here, Daddy King and Alberta King. There is row after row of famous Atlantans who built the black community in Atlanta that are buried at the cemetery.
A short drive brings us back to central Atlanta.
We're on Auburn Avenue. This was, without question, the center of the black community in Atlanta. And it was from this street where great power in terms of politics and in terms of social change took place.
Martin Luther King grew up on this street, which boasted churches, clubs, restaurants, and dozens of small businesses. They're gone now, but the street is being revitalized. It's become a national historic site commemorating the civil rights leader and his works. Ebenezer Baptist Church, where King preached, is here. Replicas of King's Bible and his Nobel Peace Prize are on display at the King Center. A white marble crypt containing the remains of Dr. King and his wife Coretta sits in the middle of a reflecting pool. But Houck says the contributions of many of the people and places important to the civil rights movement are overlooked.
I looked around Atlanta over the last couple of years and realized that so much of the civil rights history of this town has not really been accurately portrayed in a way that people from around the world will know how important this town was.
Houck hopes his tour will change that. For VOA News, I'm Philip Gratzer in Atlanta.